So let's start saying hello to the good people of Hout Bay this morning. Hout Bay is a very important space for me, but also it houses a very important organization, the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope. Dennis Goldberg, one of the Rivonia trialists passing away, one of the last surviving Rivonia trialists passing away, I think it was 2 years ago. His foundation's House of Hope is situated right here in Hout Bay. It serves as a memorial, but also the realization of a dream of Uncle Dennis Goldberg, who was sentenced to life in prison with Nelson Mandela and six others in 1964. Joining me now is Lavinia Stadden. She's the program coordinator at the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope. Lavinia, thanks so much for joining us. Hout Bay resident, thanks so much for getting out of your warm bed. It's quite warm here where we are, but you had to travel here a little bit, a short drive. How are you doing this morning?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me.
And what does Hout Bay mean to you, particularly in the context of being the home of the Dennis Goldberg Home of Hope?
Well, Dennis always said that Hout Bay was a microcosm of South Africa, and it was very special to him and has become very special to me as well. I moved here for this, to work for him. I started as his personal assistant, and Hout Bay has definitely grown on me, and I feel like this is will be my place of rest as well.
He was a really, really special man, and I remember Dennis Goldberg always keen on a chat, even when I did see him. He was wheelchair bound, but he was always ready for a chat. And what many people don't know is he had this tremendous love of children and seeing the children of Hout Bay and all parts of Hout Bay, whether it be Kroonendal, Imizamayetu, Hangberg, seeing these kids grow and prosper and enjoy life. And that is essentially the ethos of the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope. Its focus is primarily on children.
Yes, we cater to the children and youth of Hout Bay. So we're hopefully fulfilling his dream of bringing children and youth together in programs in the form of arts and culture. So we're an arts and culture center. And yes, I think because he lost out on his children's, on the youth of his children, the lives of his children growing up, he lost that time with them. So I think that's why also he wanted to give, he felt he had a lot of love for children and wanted to give back.
On that ethos of his, that Hout Bay is essentially the microcosm of South Africa. We have a broader Hout Bay community made up of smaller communities, and they are divided largely along demographic but also economic lines here, and that sort of mirrors the broader landscape of South Africa. As an organization, how are you looking to see through those man-made demographic lines, but also that economic entrenched lines of those who have and those who have very little, and how that impacts on children?
So I think his vision was, because he saw arts and culture as a way to bring people together from all backgrounds, and I think we are fulfilling that in a sense, because all our programs are non-fee paying, and that's for everybody. Everybody is welcome, no matter which background you are from, and we are seeing that happening.
And what's important is a lot of the art and the works that the kids do, they get put up for exhibition. The house is essentially not only a training space, but it's also a gallery. Tell us about some of the works and some of the creativity that you're trying to generate here.
Well, every school holidays we have a holiday program. So a lot of what is up at the moment is items we've made during our holiday program by the children who have attended. But other than that, we've got our two exhibitions, which is on Dennis Goldberg's life, and then we've got his artwork, which he bequeathed to us. So if you ever went to his house, it was floor-to-ceiling artwork. And that comes through at the House of Hope. It's full of life and color, and all his artwork is on display there. Well, some of it is up. We will put them up in rotation.
Having worked with him and for so long and got to know him personally, is a life filled with art after his release from prison in the late 1980s. Is that reflective of wanting to be surrounded by art, having spent a large part of his life under life imprisonment under the apartheid regime? Is that a direct influence on him wanting to be surrounded by art?
Definitely. He always said that. He said that after spending 22 years in prison looking at grey walls, he wanted colour and life around him, and his home definitely reflected that. He always said he went a little bit crazy with his artwork. We have over 200 pieces. And if you come and see it, it's very bright and colourful and really is a reflection on some of it South African, some of it not, mostly South African. But a beautiful collection.
It will be difficult for you to speak on the late Dennis Goldberg's political thoughts, but he was quite outspoken in the last years of his life in terms of the trajectory of this country. In personal conversation, in public conversation that you've had with him, was he generally hopeful of the trajectory of South Africa as being one of the seven moral lights that literally put their lives on the line during the Rivonia trial? His thoughts on the trajectory of South Africa in 2023, if you were to be here today?
I don't want to misquote him, but one of the things he personally said to me was, there's a feeding frenzy happening at the moment and we'll get over it. So he was always hopeful.
Yes. He was always hopeful, and that is in the name, the Dennis Goldberg House of Hope. Lavinia Staden, thanks so much for joining us. Some quick direction if people want to bring their kids for maybe an art tour or maybe even simply a holiday program. Where in Hout Bay are you?
We are based on the premises of the Hout Bay Museum. So it's 4 Andrews Road, opposite Kroonendal School. And yes, anyone can come in and
looking forward to bringing my kids. Lavinia Staden, really appreciate